There's something else you should know about God. We have the greatest religion on the face of the planet, a divine path with sound arguments which cannot be defeated. And yet we have people who run away from Islam and even go to the extent of mocking the very idea of God. Why? You see, in order to be a Muslim, one has to recite the Shahada. You have got to testify that there is no God except Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. If you think about it, atheists have already taken the first step, i.e. they've testified that there is no God. Getting rid of all false illusions and illogical ideas about God is the very first step to realizing that there really is no God except Allah. While atheists have taken that first step, it's surprising to realize that many believers out there have yet to take it. Many Christians insist that there are three gods in one, and that Jesus is the Son of God. Unable to rationally substantiate their claims, they end up falling into a trap and also pushing people away from the belief in the one true God. The Quran tells the people of the book, speak the truth. The Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, is only a messenger of Allah. And say not three. Desist. It is better for you. Allah is only one. Unfortunately, not only the Christians and Jews, but also many Muslims actually associate God with a physical form, attributing to him a human-like body with arms and legs, and say that he is in the heavens above. Even though the Holy Quran states, what? Associate with Allah that which does not create anything while they are themselves created. By misinterpreting some of the verses of the Holy Quran, some Muslims actually believe that Allah has a face. Now in the Quran it says, this is Allah's face, he gives it to whom he pleases. Ah, but you see, the sad reality is that despite the fact that the Quran tells us numerous times to ponder, to contemplate, and to think, those verses which are metaphorical end up being taken literally because people fail to ponder and use their rationale. The meaning of the face of Allah is actually the favors or bounties of Allah. He gives it to whom he pleases. Similarly, when some Muslims hear the verse of the throne, where the Holy Quran states that his throne extends over the heavens and the earth, they think Allah literally has a throne, a giant chair bigger than the heavens and the earth. The beautiful verse is actually talking about the knowledge and the power of God extending over the heavens and the earth. But when you tell some people the mountain face, they think the mountain has a face. You see, the Holy Quran states, he, God, it is who revealed the book to you. Some of its verses are decisive. These are the basis of the book, and others are allegorical. Then as for those in whose hearts there is deviation from the truth, they follow the part of it which is allegorical, seeking to mislead, seeking to give it their own interpretation. Imam Hussein said, God has not created his creation but to know him. And for that we go straight to Surah Tawheed of the Holy Quran, which teaches us how to answer any of these false ideas. Say, he, Allah, is one. Allah is he upon whom all depend. He begets not, nor is he born. And none is like him, unique. God is not three but one but three but one but three but. God is not some man sitting on a cloud one somewhere with a big beard. If you say that God has a body, then he's not really unique, is he? I mean, I've got a body. So have you. God doesn't have a body. Bodies are created, and God is the creator. He is Al-Khaliq, the creator. He is the one who's closer to you than your life vein. He is highly exalted above what they associate with him. When a man once asked Imam Ali, have you seen the God you worship? He replied, I do not worship a God I cannot see. Eyes cannot see him, but hearts witness his existence. Hi, don't forget to subscribe, to comment, and to share this video. We'll see you next fortnight. Ta-ra.